Saturday morning and 9 days off the roast, I've ceremoniously opened a blend called Opus. Of course, we have to do that ceremoniously. And the smell coming out of that bag was just amazing. Well, it was almost like a serenade. What can I say? This is a blend blended and roasted by Anne, who's the production roaster at Alchemy, while master roaster Phil was in Guatemala choosing coffees for Alchemy, I suppose, with his boss Joe and I think somebody else. So Alchemy / Ristretto, a great company in Wimbledon who've got a fantastic coffee shop called Alchemy and also run a company called Ristretto, and they do events and they roast amazing coffees, really, really beautiful. They also have the agency for the Rocket R58 or the Rocket espresso machines, and I've had mine pimped up the other day, a new control panel in there. The steam has improved tremendously. So thanks to Dylan, who is the engineer there. He is amazing. But back to the Opus, the blend that is called Opus. And it is a Latin American blend. It's got some Brazilian in there. It's got some Guatemalan in there. And it's got some Costa Rican in there. So Central American and South American. And I've pulled the first shot ever with it today. And the espresso itself, very, very lovely. I am quite amazed that I got it right the first time round. So what can I get out of this? I do get some kind of cherry notes. I do get a bit of chocolate. I was guided I would get some vanilla. I don't quite get the vanilla, but maybe that's just me. The juiciness of the cherry is there. As I said, 9 days off the roast. It might just mature a little more and tone down that juiciness a little bit. But I've also pulled a second shot and produced it as a latte for Shirley. It's waiting here, there, patiently for her because she's just still in her office mode and replying to a few emails. But Shirley, it is time now for you to take the very first sip.
Is it time?
Is it time? There's a lovely heart on there for you.
It looks very inviting, so let me need no persuasion to climb in.
All right.
Okay, yes, there is a fruitiness. There is a...
Oh, well, you need another sip. Come on, okay. Now, because this is the first time you've had the Opus. You mm-hmm. normally need about 2-3 sips.
I do.
And remember, yesterday you had the Dumerso, the Yirgacheffe Dumerso.
Completely
so
different.
You always kind of compare things to your last coffee, which is...
It doesn't have as much mouthfeel as a Dumerso.
Okay.
So...
I think this is going to mature. This is 9 days
so
off the roast.
Right.
I think it'll mature, although it ran really nicely, I must say. About 32 seconds it took, but it really thick and rich, and it came through the naked portafilter after about 6-7 seconds. Right. So, but it's very thick and rich. I think,
the
you know...
The flavour is very full.
Okay.
But the mouth feels not as full-bodied.
Okay.
But lovely flavour. It is getting more chocolatey the more my palate settles into it.
Okay. Because Shirley loves her chocolatey kind of things. But she's prepared to experiment and have her palate go on various journeys and appreciate the variety and the differences in coffees.
Yeah, yeah. It's on an adventure at the moment. On an adventure. When you said fruity notes, there was a little concern alarm that was raised. But no.
What?
It absolutely goes with milk.
Yes, yes. No, it would, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. When they say cherry, can you work with cherry? I mean, do you get some kind of... Because that juiciness is kind of... It is more cherry-like than let's say... well, it's not citrusy at all.
No,
it's
no,
not it's, berry-like either. It just explodes a little bit.
So it's like a chocolate cherry. It's like having one of those chocolate fountains.
Okay.
So you kind of have a chocolate and you bite it and you get a cheriness that comes through.
So what, if you've got a cherry and you've got a chocolate fountain and you put the cherry in and let it be coated with chocolate.
Exactly that. Okay. So you kind of have the chocolatiness first, but then there is definitely that berryness.
Berryness?
Oh, the cherry of the...
Cherry's not a berry.
No, it's not a berry. Thank you for that. Far too early in the morning. And then goes back to chocolatey for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take another sip.
Another sip.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. That heart is still there.
It is. Yeah. It's a great cup of coffee.
Mm.
It's going to...
It's going to mature a little more. I think so. Tomorrow your palate will kind of remember what it had today and probably see a bit of a toning down, maybe. That's what you maybe like.
Ask me tomorrow.
Ask you again tomorrow. I tell you what, Coffee Mamba Jamba is now going to the Tooting Bag Glider for a swim. 4-degree water. Am I mad? No, it's invigorating. I'll come back and I'll try that Opus again for myself after my breakfast or with my breakfast. I'm going to do the same. I'm going to pull a shot, have it as an espresso, and I'm going to pull a shot and do it as a flat white. I don't like as much milk as Shirley. And I'm sure I'll be serenaded by this coffee. Well done, Anne. Well done, Alchemy and all the people that work there. They are a very, very good company.